Councilman Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilman Carter and Councilman Chavis will join us by phone tonight. And before we begin, I'd like to call on Sean Simpson, who came in today and with Boutique Air, and give us an update on kind of where you're at, Sean.
Great. Thank you. All right. Is this working? Okay. My name is Sean Simpson. I'm the CEO of Boutique Air, and I want to say thanks so much for giving me a couple minutes to just provide a little update to everyone. I am visiting from California. Just wanted to visit with the community. You know, I was in town today, met with a variety of business folks, and and was at the airport too. So, it's helpful to just explain a little bit about what's been happening with the air service. I've had all kinds of interesting questions, including, are we running? So it's good to let everyone know we are indeed flying all of our flights, and they've been reasonably busy. Of course, things are depressed just like everywhere else. I've got a few numbers I can run through, but in general, we have been, and I think a lot of people here know the service, but generally, we're doing two round trips each day to Albuquerque and one round trip each day to DFW. And we've just been continuing on. And, a few numbers. The Dallas flights have actually been going pretty well. We're still running at around 60-65% full, which is down maybe 20-30% from what's normal. And the Albuquerque flights have taken a kind of a bigger hit. And in fact, I was just in Albuquerque yesterday at the airport, and very, very quiet there at the Albuquerque airport. And our loads there were down about 40 to 50% from what's normal for our Albuquerque flights. So very slow, unfortunately, right now. There have been a few reductions in air service in the area that you might have heard about from some other cities. So there has been a little bit of uptick from people coming to use the flights here from other cities. So that's, kind of good for us. As far as, we're still working with the community. We're doing radio ads. We've been working with some of the nonprofits to make some donations, trying to help be good members of the community. And we're going to be doing another bid cycle pretty soon. So I wanted to come down and just mostly check in with everyone here. I think that was really about it. I don't know if there are any questions that anyone had for us on the air service side.
We have a question from the back here from Mr. Waldshed.
Sean, you're talking to I was a frequent flyer at an earlier time. Took your flight from Albuquerque to Carlsbad numerous times, and from Carlsbad to Albuquerque numerous times. I got left in Albuquerque once and in Carlsbad once. Are you going to do anything to improve those kind of statistics? Because that was very distasteful on my part.
Yes, absolutely. And, we run mechanical devices, and We certainly strive for having, as close to 100% reliability and being problem-free as we can. Once in a while, bad things, we hit problems. And so what we do in circumstances like that is, first of all, we try and help as much as possible and take care of financially as well as, make any other arrangements that we can. If for some reason you have not received what you think is appropriate in terms of those instances, let me know. I mean, happy to resolve that. We have policies that take care of that. It's not me doing you a favor because you're talking about it. It's a standard that we follow. So I'm happy to help resolve that.
John, I've looked at your stats for the last couple of months, and you guys haven't towed the line. I don't like – if I was to schedule a flight with you, I'd be afraid. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Leave it at that.
Okay. Sure. And I'll go over those stats, but we've been running well above the contract, what we're supposed to be doing. But, you know, again, no one's perfect, and I don't claim to be. We don't claim to be, but we do take care of people when there's a problem, financially and otherwise, best we can. So happy to work on that.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Further questions from the council? Anyone?
The only other thing I'll say, too, is that, you know, every airline is struggling in the pandemic, and it is a tough time. Ironically, one of the challenges that we had before the pandemic, people might be aware, huge pilot shortage. So that is one thing that I'm proud to say we haven't laid off any employees at all. So that's, you know, we have done some cuts. That's been tough, but we've maintained 100% of our staff. So, yeah. Okay.
No further questions from the council? Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for coming. That will move us to number one, approval of the agenda.
So move.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2020-43, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for FY 2021. There are only two requests, and they're both in the general fund. The first is to increase capital in the executive department by $75,000 for the purchase of Diamond Drive. The second is to increase revenue and operating costs in public safety by $4,500 for a donation from the Walmart Grant Foundation for Shop with a Hero. And that concludes the budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Questions from Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, October 2020. Again, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I'm certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of October 2020, the fourth accounting period for FY21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $97.7 million. The city's revenues of $32.9 million are $858,000 favorable to the $32 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $17.3 million are $365,000 favorable to the $17.6 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $9.8 million are $3 million favorable to the $12.8 million budget and 7% below target. The city's capital costs of $6.3 million are $8.5 million below the $14.8 million budget and 19% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been a decrease of $400,000 in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Question for Ms. Salcido? None. Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Chief Skinner to briefly discuss D1 and then Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D3.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As Council may be aware, we came to the City Council to ask for approval to move forward applying for the Stop Violence Grant. It's a federal grant that the city and the PD collaborated on to put in for this last spring. We were actually fortunate enough to be awarded this grant. The grant totals $346,625. It specifically revolves around educating and training school administration and students on prevention of school violence. Obviously, the COVID situation has presented some obstacles for us in that deal, but the good thing is I'd like to draw attention, the grant cycle actually runs from October 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2023. So even though we've kind of been, I know we haven't had the good fortune of being in school at this point, but hopefully we're moving in the right direction. I think the grant cycle is going to still allow us enough time to properly use that grant money. Again, I drew some attention in there. It's pretty lengthy if you had a chance to review it. I think we have every ability to act within compliance. It is a non-matching grant, which is good, and I think in summation, it gives us an opportunity to address these types of issues in a way that we've never been able to do before with that type of funding. So with that, if you guys have any questions, I'm more than willing to answer them.
Question for the chief.
Mayor.
Mr. Waldschein.
Chief Skinner,
yes.
did you get the grant?
Yes, sir. We were awarded the grant.
Okay. With COVID, you can still use it?
Absolutely. Like I said, I anticipate that, again, with the way we're moving, there's going to be an opportunity. And again, the grant cycle runs for almost another 3 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
No further questions for Chief Skinner. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Mr. Lowe?
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, D3 is a request to accept ownership of Cherry Lane Park. Eddy County would like to transfer that ownership to the city of Carlsbad with the stipulation that it remain a recreational park. The city would become, under this agreement, the city would be responsible for the full operation and management of that park at this time. The county commission approved the transfer at their meeting on November 17th, 2020. If approved tonight, Mayor, members of the council, the last step would be DFA would have to approve this transfer. That the county must get DFA approval before they receive this. So that is before you tonight.
Question for Mr. Lowe.
John, I have a question. Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
John, if we accept the park, that's more of a liability on our part, right? I mean, more money, resources to mow it and all this kind of thing. Shouldn't the county help us in some way kick in something for us to take it on? Because it's going to be less on their part, right?
That is correct. Councilman Walterscheid, I would say that the city's equipped to do those services. The park not being very big, we already have the mower lease. The time spent, I think, would benefit the residents in the area and the city with our knowledge and expertise in maintaining parks. And the county's not really equipped to do that work, but I think the city is. Therefore, I don't think the amount of resources needed to maintain the park would be a great problem for the city of Carlsbad.
Thank you, John.
Further question for Mr. Lowe? No. Thank you.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number 5, consider approval of Resolution 2020-44, a resolution supporting efforts to repeal the state tax on Social Security income. Mr. Lowe?
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, resolution 2020-44 is supporting the efforts to repeal the state tax on Social Security benefits. New Mexico is one of only 13 states to assess tax on Social Security, yet Social Security is the sole source of income for one in three New Mexico seniors. This tax costs the average recipient of that Social Security in New Mexico nearly $700 a year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking for approval of this resolution to go before the state legislation in January.
And Representative Brown is carrying that legislation, and this is double taxation.
Mayor, I would absolutely Councilman? Support approval of this.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And lots of seconds. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2020-45, a resolution requiring the removal of the debris at 508 and 510 South Olive Street, owners Jerry and Brenda Northcutt. And I'd call on Ms. Reardon.
This is a larger property. It has a single-family residence, one or more outbuildings, and then a large fenced-in area. As you can see from the photos, the fenced-in area and some of the surrounding property, the owners are not maintaining. There's a lot of junk, debris, just random items. Code enforcement has been dealing with this property for a number of years, and it has been before you at least once before, and council did authorize the cleanup. For all that there's snow on these photos, that's from the snow we had in October, so those are photos from this year. Essentially, although code enforcement has been in contact with, the owners are both dead, but the daughter lives at the property. Although the code enforcement's been in contact with the owners and residents, they really don't clean up. They are constantly bringing new stuff onto the property and then depositing some of it at the curb for our grappler service to pick up and leaving the remainder of it behind the fence or in the outside yards. As much as code enforcement has been in contact with these folks, they have not cleaned it up. And so at this point, since we have gotten no compliance from the owner or the occupants of the property, it is the recommendation of code enforcement, the fire marshal, and the legal department that we proceed with the condemnation process. The process is the same as we've used in the past. We give them 30 days to bring it into compliance voluntarily after publishing in either personal service or posting and publishing. If they don't bring it into compliance, then we proceed with having the city contractor do the work.
Question from Ms. Reardon. Thank you, Ms. Reardon.
There may be some of the neighbors. I don't know if some of the neighbors are here to. Yeah, they apparently are here to talk about their experience.
Do we have anyone that would like to speak for? Would you go to the podium and state your name and for the record, please?
Excuse me. My name is Ed Bryant. I live at 506 South Olive, right across the alleyway from this address. I've owned this my residence for about 2 years, and the residence in question has been a problem from day one. Mm-hmm. I'm a retired narcotics detective from another city, and the drug traffic that comes in and out of this place is just nonstop. The Pecos Valley Drug Task Force is very familiar with this location. In fact, they told me who the players were there and what was going on. They just have too many items on their agenda to handle it. The amount of trash, junk, debris that is daily deposited on this property is pretty staggering. There's an alleyway between their property and ours, but there's constantly junk blowing out of their property into the alleyway and onto ours. Us living on the north side of that property, also, we are downwind from their constant burning. They will burn late at night and some pretty noxious stuff. It's obviously plastics, rubber, some kind of synthetics, and it gets choking at times. I feel for the folks at code enforcement because they're, you know, it's not something that they can handle immediately. The amount of traffic in and out of there is constant. Twice in the last 5 days, I've had to confront people who are visiting the property for 3 to 5 minutes, urinating in the alleyway, just right there in public. Mm. The male resident, he and I have had words on a couple of occasions, and it's to the point where he does things purposely to irritate the neighbors. They will dump stuff out on the curb knowing full well that the city won't pick up that type of trash. They've been warned I don't know how many times about the stuff that they dump out on the curb. Well, he started dragging stuff out in the alleyway, large items large enough to where I couldn't access my garage, which is off of the alleyway. I couldn't make the turn into and out of the garage because of the stuff. And the last time was a large stump that was so big that he had to drag it with a chain with his pickup truck. And when I confronted him about it, he was adamant that, yeah, he knew what he was doing. And he said it just because he could, because he wanted to. Right now they are using the vacant lot to the east of them as a dump for their brush. They do a lot of heating by fireplace. And he goes out and brings trailer loads full of brush, and then they cut off the branches. And that vacant lot is now has a significant pile. I mean, it would more than fill this area in front of your seats with branches and debris. It's just constant. The traffic 24 hours a day, and the stink, the smell. They have a travel trailer set up with some kind of shack lean-to on it that's on that property behind the fence. They have recently built some sort of shed. It's like one of the kits that you buy from, say, Lowe's or somewhere similar. And they've installed it back there as well as another building. And they have rigged up some sort of burner or incinerator back in the back with a long pipe that goes up into a pecan tree, which I'm guessing is to conceal the smoke and conceal the odors, but it doesn't do any good. They have, I don't know how many cats we have. We counted, well, I was over at our neighbor's house one day, and we counted 10 cats coming out of the living room window. That's not back and forth. That's 10 separate cats that come out of that residence. As I said, it's one of the worst places I've seen, and I'm pleading with you to please do something about this property. And the other communities I've lived in had abatement procedures, and I've seen substantial properties seized and people kicked out for less than what we have here. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we can take the steps and do this legally and put an end to this. And it's the best word I can use for that place is a blight. So that's all I have. If anyone has any questions.
Questions from the council? Councilor?
I don't have a question, but I have a statement. I went and sat with one of your neighbors across the street right next door. And I've been in contact with them for the past 3 years. The Esquiveles Flora called me one evening and asked me to come over and smell. And I sat in her living room, and with windows closed, doors closed, it was pretty.
It was really awful. Yes, ma'am. We don't have a lot of small children in the area. But we have a considerable number of senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we need is a bunch of respiratory irritants or problems. I mean, who knows what they're burning? And, you know, in that part, and then the rest of the smell. And it just, yeah. Anyway, whatever you can do, okay. I greatly appreciate it.
Chief Skinner, would you get with these folks after the meeting and see what we can do for them? Okay, thank you. Anyone else to speak? If not, what's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, I'd move that we move forward with the condemnation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-25, an ordinance authorizing the lease of property at the Cavern City Air Terminal to BMB Equipment Holding, LLC, for placement and use of an aviation hangar, A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And we will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, BMB Equipment Holding currently leases ground space at the airport. They would like to continue that lease and increase their footprint for some additional ground space and put an access road in there to their property. This would be for a 30-year lease. The monthly lease payment would be $1,068, and it would have an escalator and increase by 3% every 3 years. The price was determined by a qualified appraiser, and they want to put an additional hangar site and that access road off of Airway Drive.
Questions for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor?
Councilor?
Mayor? John, I read all the things that talked about this deal, and I read it said the deal is 10 cents a square foot. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is that compatible to other airports like Lubbock, Denver, everywhere else? Is that what they do? Is that a
look that far? But Roswell and Hobbs, yeah. That is the same amount that they charge.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you, John.
Anyone else? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
I move for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of Ordinance 2020-26, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 0.228 acre property located at 1708 West Center Street, applicant owner Noah Holmes, LLC, Dave Anderson, A, public hearing, and B, consider approval, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this request is to change the zoning for the subject property located at 1708 West Center Street from R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District. If you look at the map provided, you'll see that the properties to the north, south, east, and west are all zoned R1 Residential District. Technically, this would create a spot zone. However, the zoning request is still for a residential zoning in nature. The applicant brought this request before the Planning and Zoning Commission at their November 2nd, 2020 commission meeting, and the commission voted to recommend approval of that request with a vote of 5 in favor of approval and none against.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval.
Mayor, I think a new construction in that area would be beneficial, and I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters? Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Number 9, council committee reports. Does any member of the council have any updates? If not, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 10, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
We're adjourned.